services. All right, let's open up in prayer. Bob, if you would give that microphone to Miss Rachel. She's going to open us in prayer this morning. Right here. She knew that was coming. Kind of like a fastball on her.
I already knew. Dear Lord, we thank you for this day and for everything you've given us, Lord. I thank you for bringing us all here safely, Lord. Thank you for the food, and I pray that it would be nourishing to our bodies. And I just pray for the teaching right now. I ask that you would just anoint Pastor Don as he brings forth your word, Lord, that you would help us to gain knowledge of who you are through your word, Lord, that we would take time to memorize it and to bind it up in our hearts, Lord,
yes.
That we may speak it to others and be led by your Holy Spirit. And I pray this in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Very good. Very good. Good morning, Donna. Good morning. Is there anybody that needs a copy of the notes? Okay. We got a couple. Let me hand these out. They may make no sense to you right now. All right, Bob, if you would give Betty the microphone, please. If anybody else comes in, needs some, we got some right here. Esther, if you could hand those out. Okay, Betty, take a stand up, please. All right. All right, Betty, do the books of the New Testament.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1st, 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James, 1st and 2nd Peter, 1st Peter, 2nd Peter, 3 John, Jude, and Revelation.
Very good, very good. Anybody else want to try? All right, let me look around. Fred. Give Fred the microphone. Psalm 1, Fred. Psalm 1.
Psalm 1. All right. Blessed is the man who does not seek the counsel of the ungodly or stand in the ways of sinners or sits in the seat of mockers. For he delights in the laws of the Lord and meditates on them day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water which yields its fruit in the seasons, and its leaves shall never wither. Everything he does prospers. Not so for the wicked, for the wicked are like chaff that the wind blow away. The wicked will not stand in the judgment, or the sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the ways of the Lord watches over the ways of the righteous, but the ways of the wicked perish.
Amen. Very good. Very good.
Give him a hand.
Yeah. Now, I didn't even assign that. He just did that on his own this week. He goes, Pastor, I memorized Psalm 1. I said, well, good. Then he wanted to get fancy. What was the other psalm you wanted to memorize?
Psalm 25.
All right, if you look that up, it's about 100 verses, okay? I said, Fred, don't do that. Okay, get some small ones, you know, and start there. So there's Psalm. Good morning, Elma. Good to see you. Give Elma the microphone.
All right.
I didn't get a chance.
We don't want no excuses. Don't give me this. I didn't get a chance.
Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers. What do you want me to say, Pastor? Good morning, everyone.
Books of the New Testament.
The New Testament?
New Testament.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1 Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians, 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, Titus, Philemon,
Hebrews,
James, 1 Peter, 2 Peter, 1st, 2nd, 3rd, John, Jude, and Revelation.
Very good, very good. So I hope some of you have at least been trying to memorize a little bit, okay? I want to actually show you a video, which is very impressive, of somebody who takes some of these techniques and uses them. So let me go here to our... Anybody know who Magnus Carlsen is? Magnus Carlsen is 21 years old. He's the world chess champion. He is the greatest chess player to have ever lived so far. The kid's only 21 years old. But watch what happens.
Magnus Carlsen is the top chess player in the world. He's 21 years old. Superhuman is about as good a word as I can find. I can imagine what it's like to be a good tennis player. I can imagine what it's like to be a good skier. What he does is just unfathomable.
Most of the time, I know what to do. I don't have to figure it out. I don't have to sit there calculate for 45 minutes, an hour, to know what the right move. I can just feel it immediately.
If you know immediately, why do you sit there for a half hour? We've been watching you for a week, and you're sitting there until we're watching the paint dry.
Well, because I have to, verify my opinion, see that I haven't missed anything. But a lot of the time, it's fairly useless because I know what I'm going to do, and then I sit there for a long time, and I do what I immediately wanted to do.
He's called the Mozart of chess, and I can see it. You couldn't understand how Mozart did what he did. It came from another world. And Magnus Carlsen is doing things that no human being I've met before can do. At one point, he played 10 chess players at the same time, looking the other way, so he couldn't see the boards. I mean, just think about it. 10 chess boards that he has in his mind every second. Doesn't lose track of what's happening on the boards and what he needs to do next. Can you explain what was going on in your head?
Really, I was just focusing on trying to remember the positions. And from time to time, I had to think a little bit to come up with a good move as well.
Even he admits that it's not easy.
I would wonder where a certain piece is. And so I had to, replay the game in my head from the very beginning.
How long did it take you to do that?
I don't know, half a minute or something. It will be interesting to try, 20 people sometime.
Have you ever done that?
No, 10 is the most I've done.
And you'd like to try more?
Okay. Now... What did you think about when you saw that? You look at that and you say, my God, this guy must be superhuman, right? But he's not. He uses the same techniques that I'm trying to teach you here for memorizing the scripture. Okay? He uses it for, his occupation in the chess world. But it's the same basic techniques. It's not like he's memorized every move. Well, if he has, it's because he's linked it to something. And so each table that he goes to, there's another picture that he replays in his mind. Okay? So Fred, I was asking myself, well, Fred, how did you memorize Psalm 1? And he noticed that there was a wicked man and a righteous man, a wicked man and a righteous man. And so he began to break it down into things that he could remember. Okay? Same with the books of the New Testament or what have you. So you begin to associate those things, and that's what we're trying to do. Now, let me quickly go through this. We talked about memorizing God's words, a challenge. We're commanded by God to memorize His Word, to think about it. Unfortunately, most Christians don't do that. We read it, and 2 minutes later, you ask somebody, what do you remember? Betty, stand up. Give Betty the microphone again. I want you to tell me Pastor John's message from last week, backwards.
Knowing God through circumstances, knowing God through nature, knowing God through the Holy Spirit, knowing God through hearing His Word, and knowing God through the Word.
Very good. Those were the five main topics he talked about. Now, did you have to rack your brain out all week trying to remember that? After you learned it?
Learning it was not that difficult, just knowing how to put those like pieces together. And after you learn it, you know it.
And you can't forget it. It's hard to forget. So, and Betty would tell you, you know, she had her little, she'd come over and watch my mother-in-law. She's got her little sheet there, and she's trying to remember and remember. And all of a sudden it clicked in, and she's, oh my gosh, I can remember it. And that's why I have it do it backwards, because you can do it forwards, backwards. I could say, Betty, what is the fourth point that he made? And she could tell me. She might have to think about it for a couple seconds, but she'll remember. So if you, once again, if you lay these things that we're looking at to memory, you'll be able to memorize a lot of scripture. And as we said, you should have some scripture memorized. Maybe the Romans Road, maybe a psalm, maybe a story that, you know, when you're doing a teaching, when I do a teaching, when I preach, I use these techniques all the time, so I don't always have to go back to my notes. Now, I have my notes there, but usually beforehand, I'd have a picture in my head. Bob one time picked up one of my notes. I'm going to tell him what happened, Bob.
I was doing a teaching, and Pastor Don was kind of sitting towards the front here. As I walked by, I looked about halfway through. He's drawing a picture of that Sesame character, Grouch, hanging out of a garbage can. You know, of course I was offended.
But and your message wasn't garbage, all right?
No. I asked him later, grouchy. I said, what are you drawing that for? He said that's the technique he uses, and he was able afterwards, just by showing me different points on there, my entire message.
Yeah, so, you know, it's important that you take notes. It's important that you know, you know, you just don't want to walk out of here on a Sunday and say, okay, that was a nice message, and then 10 minutes later, what was it about? You want to meditate on it. You want to think about it, because it'll open a whole other world to you. So, like for Betty, you know, the first point there was knowing God through His Word. Okay, what does the Bible say about that? And then you think about that. Who had to do that? We talked about that. So we said how vital it is for all spheres of life. Anybody watch the Pope going over to the Philippines? Anybody see that? Anybody hear what he had to say? This Pope is great for material. I hate to blast the guy, but when you say something that is totally foreign to what the Scriptures say, and yet you purport to be a Christian, you got to hold him, his feet to the fire. Is that right? You know, Jesus told the Pharisees and the Sadducees, he said, you are in error because you don't know the Scriptures or the power of God. So for us as Christians, we're to hold one another accountable if we say something or we read something that's not exactly right from the Scripture. Okay? So anyways, he provides, we're not going to get into what he had to say and what have you, but he's constantly saying things. There was a big argument on Fox News. They had the head of the Catholic League. His name is Donahue. And he's always on there when it comes to abortion and things like that. But he was arguing with Sean Hannity. And Sean Hannity is a Catholic himself. And they were arguing about what the Pope had to say. And Sean Hannity says, I just can't buy into what the Pope is saying. And the other guy was like, he's the Pope. You got to accept everything he says. And Sean goes, I can't. Well, there was a conflict, though Sean Hannity didn't know it. Deep in his heart, he knew that these principles that he was holding to, these conservative principles, were true. Why? Because they were biblically based. But he didn't know that. He couldn't say, the reason I hold to these and disagree with the Pope is because this is what the Scriptures teach. And the Pope can say whatever he wants. If it doesn't line up with the Scriptures, we don't accept it. That teaching that Bob did, you know, how to know if a word is from God, it's got to line up with the Scriptures. Or we reject it, or we put it on the back burner and say, well, let me think about that. Bob.
Yesterday, my wife showed me someone had sent us a message on Facebook. This person was lambasting their pastor for not listening to them. And they ended this little lambasting with the Word of God. And they said, I told him that pride goes before a fall, but he would not listen to me.
Yeah.
And she showed it to me, and she said, should I answer them? I said, please do. She quoted the Scripture, which that is not the Word of God. Mm-hmm. It does not say that. It says, haughty spirit goes before a fall. Pride goes before destruction. She sent it back to him, said basically, before you correct him, you need to know the Word of God.
Yeah, well, I've had people come to me, same type of thing. Well, you know, this is what you should do. And then they try to throw a scripture, and that's the wrong thing. And usually they end up leaving because they don't like what I have to say. All right, God's Word is constantly being attacked and reinterpreted. We talked about the Newsweek article. We saw an example of that. Knowing God's Word is important for your spiritual growth. Okay? The more you know that Word, it's like, you know, the Bible tells us it's a sword. And if you don't know how to use that sword, what can happen? You know, if you let Leah play with a sword, what do you think could happen? You guys would be back down, have knock at the door, be, you know, Child Protective Services. Okay? So you have to learn how to use that weapon. And, you know, when I was on the police department and we switched from one type of gun to another, we went through from a 357 Magnum to a Glock, which was a 9mm, we had to have a class. And the very first thing they did in the class was to teach you the different components of the gun. Now, is that going to save your life? Say, excuse me, don't shoot me, because, see, this is the trigger guard, and this is the hammer, and this is, you know, no. But you had to be familiar with that weapon. Same in the military, wasn't it? You guys better know that weapon, right?
They did the same thing to it. When I went to boot camp, it was so long ago, we trained on an M14. Sent us over to Vietnam and handed me an N16.
Yeah.
No lessons, training, nothing, yeah. You know. Somebody will show you. You'll figure it out. What?
Yeah.
Made no sense.
And that could be disastrous. It was. One of my favorite movies is The Ghost in the Darkness, about the two lions at Tsavo. You're looking at it. I got two heads bobbling. If you have never saw The Ghost in the Darkness, you got to, it's actually based on a true story. The British were building a bridge across the Tsavo River, but the area they were in was known for the man-eating lions that prowled this area. So they hired some hunters to come in to hunt down these lions. These lions are actually in the Chicago Field Museum. If you go in there, they are huge. But anyways, these lions, they found afterwards, killed over 200 people. Okay? But there was a scene in the movie where the guy who is going to go out and help this professional hunter is given a new gun. And he goes out, and he's got the lion, and he goes to shoot it, and it doesn't fire. And he almost gets killed by the lion. They're sitting back in camp, and the professional hunter says, "You went into battle with an untested weapon. That's the dumbest thing you can do." But how many Christians do that with our lack of knowledge of the Scripture or how to remember it? Okay? So it's important for our spiritual growth. This is our Psalm 119:11. "I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against thee." The psalmist here, when you have the word of God in your heart, it's going to strengthen you. It's your reservoir for spiritual, you know, strength and enlightenment. All right? I'm going to skip through these because we already looked at these. These were just some psalms, just some small ones. Like I told Fred, I said, "Fred, don't memorize one that's 100, you know, verses long." But these were ones that I started out with, 1, 2, 3, 8, 20. I mean, I know a lot more than this, but these are just very small ones, very simple ones to learn. Find one that you like. Might be the 23rd Psalm. Might be Psalm 100, Psalm 150 about praise and worship. Okay? And then once you have some success there, you can move on to bigger things. You might want to challenge yourself. I did Psalm 119 years ago, just because I said it's the biggest one. If I can do the biggest one, I can do any one, you know? And I did it. I can't remember all of it, but I probably could get through almost all of it. The books of the Bible backwards and knowing these techniques. Betty actually did it at my house a couple of times. But once you learn these and you remember the little pictures, you'll be able to remember list or whatever it might be. All right? So we had some people, they did learn the books of the New Testament. You should acquaint yourself with all the books, whether it's through a song that you remember as a young kid, whether it's through some of the pictures that we'll look at. We looked at the video there, the woman in the red dress. Why did she stand out? Do you remember last week? Right, she was bright red. And so these things, you remember the unusual. Where's Troy at? Troy was telling me he flicked on the old country station this week. And he wasn't in the class, but he had listened to the class on the computer. And afterwards, he said, "I can't believe how many of these old country songs that I knew." Why? Because he heard them over and over, and you hear the music, and it goes over in your head, and you remember things. A lot of us in school would use songs to memorize whatever, you know, geography or parts of the body or what have you. But the way to remember things is the more ridiculous that it is, the easier it is to remember. But in the video there, everybody was dressed kind of the same, black and white, gray. But when somebody was different, they stood out. And so that's what we're going to try to teach you here. Okay. All right, now, I want to go over this again because a lot of people had questions on this. I said, this is what you had to memorize. There was 10 sounds. Once you get these sounds down, you're on your way. You're running. But you have to learn these 10 sounds. Okay, let's look at them again. Zero starts with a Z. So there's some letters, and a couple of them have different sounds, but they're phonetically the same. And what I mean phonetically, you pronounce them the same. So like a D and a T, you almost make the same contortion with your mouth. But if you can remember, zero begins with the letter Z. So it's represented by a Z or a S sound, like an S, or a soft C. Okay? You have to memorize these 10. When you get these 10, you're on your way. The number one, we said, looked like a what? A T. So it's a T sound or a D sound. D or T. Okay? It'll make more sense when we get to the pictures. The two, we said if you turn that two sideways, it looked like a small two. Or a small N, I'm sorry. Okay? So if you here's a two up here, a small N looks like that. And so it's, you know, kind of similar in shape. So the number two has the N, N sound, like Curly from the Three Stooges. Yeah. Okay. The letter three, if you turn the letter three sideways, it looks like the letter M. Okay? So later on, whenever we have a number that has a three in it, we know there's going to be a M sound to it. Okay? The number four, we spell four, F-O-U-R. It ends in the letter R, so it's a R sound. R, R, okay? Five, number five. Whatever technique works for you, it might be easy if you think of a sheriff with a badge, a lawman, and there's 5 points on that star. Or the number five in Latin, or 50, is an L. Okay, so, or you could turn it sideways, the L. It looks like a gun. Who's holding a gun? The sheriff with the, okay? Five love, there you go, five love. Hey, that's great. Five love languages. Very good, see? And you could write that down instead of using, and people will come up with better techniques. So that's a good one. I like that one. All right, the number six. Six begins with a s, but it's sh, or zh, or ch sound. Okay. Once you get the pictures that are associated with the first 10, you'll remember these sounds a lot easier. Seven, remember that Pharaoh had, in his dream, he saw seven cows. So it's a hard k, k or g sound, or a hard k, or a ck. Okay. So when you learn how to read as a young kid, you should have learned these sounds. The English language has 44 different sounds, as opposed to different languages, like the Hebrew's got 22 letters. So when we combine, sometimes they're a lot different than, like the S and the SH make a different sound. The number eight is a V or a F sound. Okay? And I remember we'll get to the word, it's actually vine. Okay? I just remember he ate the vine. You remember that 369, the goose drank wine, the monkey, back on the... Okay, forget it. Okay, that's the way I am. The number nine. If you turn the nine around, it would be like the letter P, a P sound or a B sound, like a B. Okay? And then let's look at these words. Now these, we're going to learn these 10 pictures. And if you remember the pictures, you'll have no trouble remembering the sounds. All right, the number one. Now, once again, the only thing we're trying to remember is the consonant, right, the T. The vowels mean nothing. And there's a couple like a W or a Y or a double L that are like silent. We don't worry about those. So I want you to visualize in your mind the letter the number one looks like the letter T, right? All right, so the number one has to be a word T, and it's a tie. So, Bob, come here. Bob's always got these crazy ties on, and he's number one in our book, isn't he? All right, so you just remember, think there's a big one on his tie. All right, the number one is what? A picture? It's a tie, all right? Now, it's important when we do, so if like if we're going to memorize the first book of the Bible, let's do the New Testament because everybody's here. The first book of the New Testament is what? Matthew, all right? So in our mind, we want to know number one is a tie. So we want to see the tie. We see a tie at the front door wiping its feet on a mat. Or we use mat there and we see him wrapped up. He's just got ties hanging all over him. Okay, so that tells us when we think one is a tie, what's the tie doing? Oh, it's with a mat or Matthew. Tells us what the first book is. Okay, so number one is what? Tie. All right, number two is the N sound, and we've got the word Noah. The H is silent. So I want you to see Noah. Anytime we're doing a list, Noah's always going to be number two. But it'll also remind you of, remember, yeah, it'll remind you of Mark, but it'll remind you of the sound. Now the animals went into Noah's boat what? Two by two. The number one is what picture? A tie. Number two is what picture? Noah. So see Noah standing there in front of the boat. All right. Number three. We said the three has what sound? Ma, like mother. I want you to see a picture of your mother. The way Betty remembered number three on her list of Pastor John's message was she saw her mother sitting at a table and there were birds all over her. And those birds represented the Holy Spirit. We always picture the Holy Spirit as a dove, and so she got all these birds, and it just triggers that, okay, his third point was about knowing God through the Holy Spirit. So we want to see ma. All right, let's go back. The tie is number what?
One.
Noah's number?
Two.
Ma is number?
Three.
Very good. Number four, we said four ends in the letter R. So we got to have a word that begins with an R in rye. Okay, so think of a big loaf of rye bread. I just want you to picture that in your head, okay? All right. And then five was the five what? Love languages or law. It's a la sound for number five. Okay, you all got pencils and papers. We're going to try something here. I want you to turn them over. Or you can, actually, we'll do it right on your sheet there. I'm going to give you five things to remember. We're going to do them in order. All right? The first thing is a car. Put car next to number one. A car. Number two is the sun. Just write the word there. Number three is a book. Just write the word book. Number four is a fish. And number five is a dish. All right, let's just use those five words. Number one was a what? All right, we know that a tie represents what? Number one, right? So we want to visualize in our mind a car, and in the car are a bunch of ties, not people, ties, and they're driving the car, big red ties. They're all sitting in there, okay? Can you picture that? Don't write it down. I want you to picture it. What's in the car?
Bunch of ties.
Bunch of ties. Right. Number two is what? The sun, all right? Number two is represented by a picture of Noah. All right, I want you to picture in your mind the sun beating down on Noah and he melts. Can you picture that? He's standing in front of the ark. The sun is beating down on him and he just melts. Okay? Number three is what?
A book.
And our word associated with the number three is ma. I want you to picture your mother throwing a book at you. Okay? You know, the police officer said, we're going to toss the book at you. I want you to see your mother throwing a book at you. Okay? Number four is what? A fish. All right? And our word for number four is rye. So we want to see fish eating a big loaf of rye bread, or it's on top of it, or it's a fish sandwich. Okay, that, okay, big, big fish, and you got, okay. And then number five, which I have law, but you can, law is easier because it's, we remember the L, okay. What was number five on your list? What was it?
Fish.
It was a fish. A dish, I'm sorry. So I want you to see a police officer shooting a gun, shooting dishes that are lined up. That's his target. Okay? So everybody got, let's review it. Number five is the law. What's he doing?
Dish.
And what's the word we want to remember? Dish. Number four is rye.
Fish.
Number three, your mother. What is she doing? Book. Number two, Noah. The sun. And number one, Ty? All right. Turn your papers over so you're not looking at them. I'm just going to call. We'll help you. All right. Miss Katie, number one was a tie. What was the tie doing?
There she is.
Huh? What's our first word?
Car.
Forget it. Okay. Number two, Ed, was Noah. What's our word? The
hold
sun.
On, hold on.
Bob's going to be running.
The sun.
Why? How do you remember that?
Because he was melting.
Okay, good.
Noah was melted by the sun.
All right. Give it to Kathy Rowe. Number three. Ma.
Kathy Rowe.
What's our third word?
A book.
Very good. Very good. Number four. Rye. Give it to Matthew. Rye. What was the picture associated with the rye bread?
Fish.
Very good. Very good. And then number five, lawman, what was the police officer doing? Give it to Carmen. Right here.
There she is.
Number five. Dish.
Very good. Very good. So number one was tie. Number two was the sun. Number three was book. Number four was rye. And number five was dish. I'm sorry. Yeah, the ties were in the car. I forgot that. Okay. See, you guys are good, getting good. All right, give it to Mario. Mario, I want you to do all five backwards.
Dish, fish, book. Then it was
two.
The sun, right. And then the car.
Very good, very good. Give it to Sherry.
Sherry.
See, if you can always remember, and once again, they will help you. You remember the picture. Number three. What was number three on our list? Three looks like the letter M. So,
Mother.
And what was she?
She was throwing the dish. No, the book.
Okay, got the book. You knew she was throwing something. All right, give it to Sandra. Sandra, number two. Noah.
Sun.
Very good. Give it to Annie. Number one, the tie.
The car.
Very good. Very good. Sammy wasn't here for all of them.
That's no excuse.
Yeah.
It's no excuse.
Give it to Jenny. Jenny, number five. Genie.
Fish.
Fish was four.
Oh. What was the thing again? Number five.
Five was the police officer.
Okay, dish.
Very good. Very good. All right, so you see, that was just a very small list, right? Okay. Now, the way I taught the books of the Bible was, number one, you can do them in different order, but if you wanted to learn the order, and you'll see on your paper here, there's like 100 different words, okay? Well, there's 66 books in the Bible, So if you wanted to find out, okay, what's the first book of the Bible? Genesis. Number one on our list was a tie. So we could see a tie. We could see a gem, something that's going to remind you of Genesis. A tie on a diamond. Okay? And then if you Exodus, so we could make pictures like that. Let's go on here. I must have hit the... Yes, you want to always use those words because when you get to double numbers, and we'll look at this here in a second. Let's go back. Okay, so when you get to on your list here, you'll look at the word, the number 11. So the number 11 is made up of what? Two ones, right? And we know the number one, what sound is it? A t. So it's got to be two T sounds. And what do we see there? Tots. Okay, I always think of my twin boys when they were tots. They were double trouble, double children. Okay? So the T sound, that's why I said you have to learn them. And then you look at 12, is a T sound and then a N sound. So it's ton. Okay? And I think of one of those big anvils like you see in the cartoons. You know, say 1 ton, and you know, the bodybuilding guys lifting, or a crane swinging a big ball and it has a 1 ton on it. Okay? 13 is a T sound, or it could be a D sound, whatever, but it's good to memorize these words here. And then an M. So the word is tomb. I always associate the number 13, like with, you know, Friday the 13th. And I always think of tomb, T-O-M, the B is silent. Okay? 14 would be tire. All right? So we have a T sound, and the 4 is a R sound. Now you see why you have to know those sounds. All right? 15 is a T or a D sound, and it's an L. So the word that you have on there is towel, the W being silent. The T and the L, towel. All right? 16 is, instead of using the T sound, we use the D, which is the same phonetic, and the SH, a dish. Okay? We're not going to do all of them, but I'm just trying to show you how these numbers, when you give a sound to them and then a picture, you're going to be able to remember. You can memorize the books of the Bible. You can memorize Scripture and all different things. And next week, we'll put some links together to show you. Okay? And then you get to 20. Well, it's an N and a zero. An N is a what sound? Nuh. And the, or sorry, I should say the 2 is an N sound and the 0 is a Z. So it's a word, an N, an S, so it's nose, or you can make up your own list, but it's good to go with this list here because he's been picked out. Okay? All right, now for next week. All right? Everybody's got to memorize the books of the New Testament. Okay? Of the New Testament. That's going to be your assignment. The New Testament. Now, there's 27 books in the New Testament. An easy way to do it is if you memorize these words or the phonetic sounds, you'll be able to match them up. So like we said, if we want to know the first word, a tie, we can see Matthew Wydeck with a tie. We could see a mat on the floor, Matt Sobral. We could see him with ties in his hands. You know, just whatever is going to associate that with you. Okay? And then I'll be able to say, all right, what is the 15th book of the Bible? You'll be able to know because you'll have a picture associated with it. Or if I say, do the entire list backwards, if you know the pictures from 27 backwards, you'll say, okay, 27, you know, 26, 25, and you have a picture associated with it. So if you look a couple pages later, I actually have the way I remember it. You don't have to go by what I do, but... you'll see Genesis. Let me just skip ahead here. Genesis, I would picture a gem. Okay? Exodus, very easy, the letter X. So I would link those two together. When I taught the young kids, we would see a gem, like a diamond, okay? And it's skating, making X's on the ice. Can you picture that in your mind? This gym skating, making X's on the ice. All of a sudden, the gym's got to go to the bathroom. Been out there in the cold, skating all day, making X's, and now it leaves and it goes over to the port-a-john, the lavatory, Leviticus. Okay? Sits down in the lavatory, and there's toilet paper. Okay? And on the toilet paper, instead of being all white or pink or whatever it is, there's numbers all over it, but it's toilet paper. Okay? So you got to do the paperwork. You got to use the toilet paper, and there's numbers all over it. Outside of the lavatory are two people singing to the gym, sitting on the toilet.
I've done that, yes.
Okay.
That's the only way I can sing without people leaving.
All right. Now let's review the story, and you'll know the first five books of the Bible. A gym, Genesis, is skating, making X's for Exodus. It's got to go to the lavatory for Leviticus. In the lavatory is toilet paper with what? Numbers on it. And then the two people singing are a duet or Deuteronomy. Do it backwards. We have two people. Deuteronomy. We got what on the toilet paper?
Numbers.
They're sitting in a what? For what? They were skating, making what? And the who was skating? All right, now try doing it to yourself, those first five. What's number one? What's number two? Number three? Three, we got Genesis, Exodus, number Leviticus, right, going to lavatory. Number four, Numbers, and the last one, Deuteronomy. Those are the first five. We'll come back next week. I'll show you another group. Just keep thinking of those because we will add to our story, okay, and you will have them down. All right, well, hang on a minute.
Pastor, what? That's how I remembered your first one. I got in my car. The sun was in my eyes. I couldn't see my map, which was folded like a book, because I was going fishing, and with that fish, I was going to put it on a plate and eat it.
There you go. And that's exactly how you do it. Exactly, and you remember the story. All right? In the lavatory, there was something on the toilet paper. What was it?
Numbers.
The gym was skating, making what?
Exodus.
There was two people outside the lavatory. What were they doing? All right, let's do it again. The first one was Genesis. Exodus, Leviticus, very good. Let's close in prayer, and we will get to some more next week, and you will know them forwards and backwards. Try doing it in your mind backwards, and you can do it. Just say the story backwards. You know, when I was on the police department, if somebody was lying, there was an easy way to tell if they were lying. They would give you the story as to what happened, and then you would say, tell me the story backwards. Because if you know the truth, everything is in a logical order. But if you have made it up, you have trouble remembering the small details and where they go. Okay? And the same is true here. So I may pick on you later. I may say, all right, you know, tell me the story. You should know the first five books of the Bible now. Exodus, Genesis, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. And do them backwards. Deuteronomy, Numbers, Leviticus, Exodus, Genesis. Not that hard. If you remember the picture. All right, let's close in prayer. Bob, pick someone and we will close.
Fred, would you do us the honors?
Father God, we just thank you for this word, Lord. And Father, we just ask for your spirit to be upon us as we worship you, Lord, that everything would be as you want it to be, Father, in our lives, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.